Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome to Bible's Business Radio Show here at Christ the King Radio. And we are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith. And we are excited to have you with us today. You know, at Bible to Business, we believe in working hard and praying hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. So whether you're a seasoned professional or brand new to the industry, you're going to enjoy this show. So we talk about everything from Bible to business, and we also want to pray for your business. And we're going to show you how to do that. We're going to be going through the Circle Maker book here in just a moment. But we want you to go over to asanetwork.biz and put in a prayer request. You can also go to ASA Network on Facebook and put in a prayer request there. So as you do that, we're going to be praying for your business as we go throughout the show. So we'd love to be able to do that. And one of the best ways that I know of how to do that is by bringing Deborah on to help us honor the Father.
Let's go ahead and go to the Father in prayer. Father God, we just thank you. We thank you for the blessings that you constantly pour upon us. We thank you, Father God. As a matter of fact, we're getting ready to celebrate Thanksgiving tomorrow. But Father God, we need to be thankful to you every day for what you have done for us. And Father God, I know no better way to be thankful than to live it out in action. Let us put action words behind, or action activity behind our thoughts, Father God. Help us, Father God, when we look at Jesus' life, that he sacrificed his life for us. He laid down his life on the cross to defeat the enemy on our behalf. And Father God, he is constantly interceding. So his life has been a life of action. He was thankful for who he was with you and that he did that for us. And so, Father God, we need to be equally thankful for what he did for us, that we live it out and passing on that love to other people in our lives that you have sent us here to bless, to encourage, to work with. Father God, help us to just have a spirit of thanksgiving, not just in this season of life, but in everything that we do, Father God. And I lift up Christ the King World Radio, bringing that bright light into a dark world. And Father God, I thank you for Christ the King World Radio. Thank you for what they're doing, what you've called them to do, to reach out to others, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to lift up that name that's above every name, Father God. And I lift up World Media Ministries, Father God, for they're going and helping others to get their message out, Father God, the message of the Lord Jesus Christ, and lift up All-Star Success Alliance, which I am love builders and enhancing and building up relationships, Father God, and then Bible to Business, Father God, doing our business your way, not our way, Father God. The best way we can honor you, Father God, is to listen and obey and follow the directions that you're giving us, Father God, that we would be so thankful. We would never not do what you've called us to do, Father God. And we lay down our own flesh, Father God, to obey and follow your will. And we lift our country up to you, Father God. We have been praying for our states, Father God, and just lifting them up to you, Father God. And Father God, we just pray over America in general, Father God. We pray for a great outpouring of your Holy Spirit on America, Father God. Because we know, Father God, as we continue to pray and intercede, that you have said these words, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sins and I will heal their land. Father God, we cry out to you. We want you to heal our land, Father God. We want you to forgive the sins that we've committed, Father God, in killing babies, Father God, and harming others, Father God, and just walking contrary to the will of God and doing evil in your sight, Father God. Our laws on the books are an abomination, many of them, to you, Father God. We ask your forgiveness, Father God, and we ask that you would restore us to a spirit of righteousness, Father God, where we walk in right standing to you, Father God, that we line up with the plumb line of the Lord Jesus Christ, your word, Father God, and we would know the truth, and the truth will set us free, because we will be operating in the truth. Father God, we ask for your blessings over America. We lift up our President Barack Hussein Obama. We lift up Joe Biden, our Vice President, our Supreme Court Justices, our armed forces, Father God, our churches, Father God, for leadership, the godly leadership. We call that forth today, Father God. And we just ask that you continually guide us, just like you did Jesus. Jesus did what you told him. He said what you told him to say, and he did what you told him to do, Father God. Help us to be like Jesus, to love you so much and be so thankful for our lives that we will obey the words that you've written on our heart. Father God, we thank you so much. Let us just spend quality time with you, thanking you, Father God, for all that you do for us every day. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that prayer, sister. You know, folks, one of the things you definitely need to be doing for your business, especially if you're Christian, and that is praying for your business. And we teach you how to do that. We've been going through this book called The Circle Maker Book by Mark Batterson, and it's an awesome book. As I'm reading it, I learned that I was not praying properly. You know, I was praying Casper prayers. I call them Casper prayers because they're not really God-centered prayers. They're prayers about things that I need in my life, as opposed to things that I would like to help move forward. They're just larger than things I can do, large things I have any control over. And we've been going through this book, and the first sections. Let me see. The first circle was dream big, so we talked about that, and then we went into the second circle, which is pray hard. So we talked about that. And then now we're in the third circle, thinking long. So we're in chapter 13. I think we're coming to the end of chapter 13. But I know, Deborah, you have a couple things you want to talk about on that.
Yes, I do. You know, this praying long is just kind of something you don't necessarily think about. And I just have to say that we had talked earlier, because it's in this book, about the carob tree, which doesn't really produce fruit until after it's been around like 70 years. So it's something that doesn't, you plant it, you don't see anything for a very long time. And he talked about carob trees being planted for the next generation.
Right.
And I'll tell you that I literally, in my prayer time, felt like God was putting on my heart this whole thing about the carob tree. And I felt like he was telling me, you need to be planting carob trees for the future generation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, wow. So now, how this worked out for me was, if I may share, is that I had set up my godly prayers and goals for my life that I was praying for.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at one level with it, you know, so I was looking at the income that I needed to in order to do the things that I felt like God called me to do.
Right.
Well, I wrote those numbers down. Well, I'm telling you, God had me multiply that at a level that ain't even on the charts.
Hmm.
And I was like, because what he's telling me is that not only do I need money, obviously, for myself to live, but for my son, but if I'm going to plant carob trees, then I need to cover future generations.
Yes.
And so that means that I need a whole lot more to be able to help the future generation. So I had to like really multiply those numbers in order to have a carob tree blessing for the future generation.
Wow. Wow. Yes. Yes.
I was shocked.
Yeah. You know, but it takes that type of thinking, praying long, thinking or prayers to get to that point that we can expand our, you know, I'm trying to think of the correct word for it, but, you know, expand our thinking.
Expand our reach to the of sense. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Absolutely. You know, and he also talks about that physical contact that creates a spiritual conduit for if we are close to what we're talking about, if we're touching it. So we can't just pray one place. Like if we're believing for land that he's going to give us for something, we got to go to that place and we got to pray there. We got to walk that area. We need to touch that building that we believe in. We have to get close. If we're believing a transformation in somebody's life, we need to be close to that person, you know, enough that we can, because that proximity makes a difference. And he says proximity creates intimacy and proximity proclaims authority. He says drawing a prayer circle is one way of marking territory, God's territory. And then he goes on to talk about in his description it says, he said it to Joshua, I will give you every place where you set your foot. Right. It's a way of exercising authority God has given us his children. So it's important for us to physically get close to what we're believing for so that it can happen. I just thought that was pretty interesting. I think the other thing is he talks about is the spiritual priming piece where we have to be careful what's going in our heads.
Yeah.
They had a group, and the first test group was think when they kept talking and just sharing words that was disturbing, that was bothersome, and just offensive.
Right.
And then the second group, they sprinkled them with polite words like respect, consideration, and yield.
Yep.
And between the two groups, after they had like a group that was talking,
mm-hmm.
The first group, the test group that had the rude words, interrupted them after 5 minutes.
Wow! We're going to have to pick that up after the next break. You're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
Sign watching people drive by, T-Mac on the radio.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. If you're in the Denver metro area and you need internet, get it now for $1 a day. No bundles, no hassles, and only a 12-month contract. For more information, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. And we are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith. And we believe in working hard and praying hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. So we go through tips, strategies, and techniques to help you do that. But again, we like to pray hard as well. We were going through the Circle Maker book, and I wanted to finish out that thought you had, Deborah, then we can move on to some more tips and strategies.
Okay, so we had this test group that was sprinkled with bad words, rude words, and we had a test group that was, second test group that was sprinkled with respect, consideration, yield, polite words. And then they had a group that was talking, and these, the ones that had been sprinkled with these rude words interrupted the person after 5 minutes. But 82% of those primed with polite words never interrupted them at all. So we need to remember that what is going on in our head is what's going to come out of our mouths, and it has a strong impact. So we need to be very careful what our lives is being sprinkled with, because it impacts our spirituality, it impacts our hearts, it impacts us emotionally, it impacts us relationally, and we really want to hear the promptings of the Holy Spirit of God.
Right, right. Well, you know, it comes back to the garbage in, garbage out kind of deal, you know.
That's right. That's exactly right. So it does make a difference.
Yeah. Here in the book, he talked about, what if we stopped reading the news and start praying it?
Wow. Now, that's a good thought.
Yeah.
That's a really good thought.
Yeah. And what if lunch meetings turned into prayer meetings? And what if we converted every problem, every opportunity into a prayer?
You know what? And that's, and even though we're people of prayer, we believe in prayer, I'll tell you, I have been humbled at the times when my son has said to me, "Mom, you think we could pray about this?" Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we just go on and we forget so quickly, but that's exactly what we need to do. Every obstacle, every challenge in our life, we need to just take it to God and pray about it.
Right, right. Absolutely. All right. Well, let's move on to the 10 things successful people never do again. And this is an article I got from Success Magazine. If you're not subscribed to Success Magazine online, you definitely need to do that for sure. Entrepreneur Magazine as well. There's another one called G-Code Magazine. And there's another one called Funders and Founders .com.
Yeah, Funders and Founders. Yeah. That's a tongue twister, isn't
it? Yeah, exactly. But this is out of Success Magazine. So these are things successful people never do again. So they may do it the first time, but they learn from that and move on.
Oh, they learn from their mistakes, huh?
Right, right. What a concept.
So
the first one is return to what hasn't worked. So they never go back to what hasn't worked.
Wow.
Yeah. So whether a job or a broken relationship that was ended for good reasons, we should never go back to the same thing, expecting different results without something being different.
You know, we talk about that. There's a drawing that happens to us. We're drawn back to the familiar, mm-hmm. what we know. And sometimes that feels better than what we don't know. You know, that fear of the unknown. But really, we do need to stay away from things like, no. We don't need to be. I was like, I want to go, but no.
No.
You're not the same person, and mm-hmm. you shouldn't be there.
Nope.
Good point.
We want to move on. The next one talks about do anything that requires them to be someone they are not. So they never do that. In everything we do, we have to ask ourselves, why am I doing this? Am I suited for it? Does it fit me? Is it suitable? And if the answer is no to any of these questions, you better have a very good reason to proceed.
Right.
So make sure you're doing things that are a fit for your personality.
Mm-hmm. You know, just like the words we were talking about, you know, when we're doing things that don't fit with us, then it's taking us in a direction that we don't want to go.
Right.
And that will help us to get off track. Mm-hmm. So the only way to stay on track is be true to who we are.
Right.
I think that's a huge, huge statement.
It is huge. And as I'm looking at these, you know, these would be actually good for relationships as well. You know, we just got finished with the I Am Love Builder show, but these fit well into relationships because number 3 is try to change another person.
Right.
You never want to do that.
It just doesn't work. The only person we can change is ourselves. And if we focus on changing ourselves, then that person has a different person to deal with, and they will have to deal with us differently.
Right. Right. So number 4 talks about believe they can please everyone.
Oh, yeah. That's almost like the word perfect. You know, people want to be perfect. There's mm-hmm. no such thing as something being perfect.
No,
it's good, and it may be good enough for you, but it's not perfect.
Yeah.
You know, but we can't, we want to please everybody. That's just not possible.
Right, right. In fact, it says once you get that it's truly impossible to please everyone, you begin to live purposefully trying to please the right people.
Ah, so then we have key people in our lives that are the right people to please, and we could do better with that if we're not so scattered,
right.
trying to do everything for everybody else.
Yep, there you go.
That's a good point, too.
Another thing they never do again is choose short-term comfort over long-term benefit.
Oh, man, that one hits hard. Mm-hmm. Sorry. I mean, you know, we want to be comfortable, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know what, the whole character thing, that's exactly what that was God was putting on my heart this morning.
Right.
I need to be living my life for long-term benefit.
Right.
Not my day-to-day. And you know what that did for me this morning? At least three things that I have been thinking I needed to get done, I actually got done in a very short period of time without even really thinking about it, because I was not focused on my day-to-day, which is short-term. I was focused on my future, planting carob trees.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a very this is a huge problem in the home-based business industry, because everybody wants instant success. They want to join a company and start making big money right away. They don't want to learn anything, learn the new deal, the new presentation, the new whatever it is. They want to just automatically start making a bunch of money. And I always say, if you don't have a team, a database, or both, you're not going to make any money.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, that's from a business perspective, that is one of the biggest challenges that we're up against, is learning to get out of that short term and get into a long term benefit and just keep consistently doing what we need to do, which is what we teach.
Yeah. Yeah, this number six is kind of interesting. It says, trust someone or something that appears flawless. Yeah.
That's interesting. Yeah, so what did I... Help me with that.
Okay. It says, it's natural for us to be drawn to things and people that appear incredible. We love excellence and should always be looking for it. We should pursue people who are great at what they do. Employees who are a high performance, dates who are exceptional people, friends who have stellar character, and companies that excel. But when someone or something looks too good to be true, he or she or it is, the world is imperfect, period. No one and no thing is without flaw, and if they appear that way, hit pause.
Ah, so that's kind of like what we were talking about a little bit before. There's nothing that's perfect.
Right.
So trusting someone or something that appears flawless is really kind of the natural way, as opposed to trying to, you know, go for the perfect person that's doing everything very, very well and exceptional. The more you get to know them, you'll find out they got flaws anyway.
That's right. And we look for perfection, you know, we seek it all the time, but in reality, we never get perfection.
Right,
nothing's perfect.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's part of our nature, because God is eternal and he is the perfect one.
Right.
So it's something that we should strive for, but we know that we're still here, we're still on this earth, and it's just, you know, it's not going to be that way, but we still strive for it.
Right.
But knowing people have flaws. Yeah.
Right. The next one is take their eyes off the big picture. This also happens a lot in home-based business, because the big picture or the goal is to have a business that's providing income for you and your family, give you the time freedom to now enjoy yourself, go on vacations, what have you, spend time traveling, and come back to larger bank accounts than when you left. But people tend to take their eyes off the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it says here, we function better emotionally and perform better in our lives when we can see the big picture. So for successful people, no one event is ever the whole story. Winners remember that each and every day.
Right. Yeah. We need to be focused on the big picture, because it really helps us to move through those little things.
Yeah.
Because if we take our eyes off the big picture, then we start looking at the day-to-day and we get lost at that murk and mire, so to speak. We get lost in it and we can't get our way out of it. It's right. Because we will see what we look at.
Right.
And so we definitely need to look at the big picture.
Yeah. And the big picture for home-based business is that why and the vision that we talk about all the time. You got to have that. And if you don't have that why and that vision, it's going to be hard to stay focused on the big picture.
Right. Absolutely.
And then number eight is neglect to do due diligence. So no matter how good something looks on the outside, it's only by taking a deeper, diligent, and honest look that we will find out what we truly need to know, the reality that we owe ourselves. So make sure you do your due diligence when you're looking at these programs and opportunities.
Yeah, we've got to look under the surface. And people tell us, especially in network marketing, people tell us all kinds of things. Oh, this is easy, and all you got to do is this, and you don't have to do any work, and, you know, this is simple and all that stuff. And you know what? Red flags go up when I start hearing those words.
Yeah.
And then you check into it, and you find out, okay, well, this is not as simple as you said it was.
Right.
And then so we can't really make a decision whether something's right for us until we do our due diligence, and then we realize, I shouldn't have done that.
Right.
You know, but sometimes we spend too much money already, you know, but what I've learned is don't keep doing it.
Yeah.
Just because you made a mistake and you spent the money don't mean you should continue to let something wrong drive and drain your finances.
Right, right. Well, you're listening to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith. And you can find us at ctkradio.org. You can also go to our website as asanetwork.biz, or you can do a search on Facebook for ASA Network. We'll be right back after these messages.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15 to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Beat the high costs of other international money transfer services. In the Denver metro area, call World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, that is 720-275-1355.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
The views and opinions of the host or guest of the following program may not be those of the staff or management of World Media Ministries or Christ the King Radio.
Welcome back to Bible to Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. Hey, we were going through the list here of the 10, let's see, what does it say here? It was talking about the 10 things successful people never do again. All right. And we're going through those and we almost got done. We have two more left. And number 9 was talking about fail to ask why they are where they find themselves.
How did I get here?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm reminded of a story one time. And I'm sure she would not like me saying this, but I was talking to my daughter one time and she was telling me that she was at a homeless shelter. And I said, really? I said, so how did you get there? And she said, well, my friend drove me here because I was this, that, and the other. I said, no, how did you get there? And she said, well, I was over on this street and now I'm here. And, you know, she's giving me the explanation of physically how she got there. And then I asked her the third time. She said, oh, okay. So then she told me how she really got there, which is she made some poor decisions and hooked up with the wrong people as far as roommates and everything else and lost their apartment and she didn't have anywhere else to go. That's how she got to the homeless shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was trying to get her to see is that ask yourself why you are where you are or how did you
right.
get to where you are?
Right.
Yeah,
because if you don't ask yourself how you got there, then how do you change it so you don't end there again?
Right. There you go. And I believe that was the last time she ever wound up there, so that was good.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it talks about one of the biggest differences between successful people and others is that in love and in life, in relationships and in business, successful people always ask themselves, what part am I playing in this situation?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then number 10 says, forget that their inner life determines their outer success. Wow.
Wow. That's a huge one.
That's deep. Yeah.
Mm.
Your inner life determines your outer success. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The good life sometimes has little to do with the outside circumstance. We are happy and fulfilled mostly by who we are on the inside. Research validates this, and our internal lives largely contribute to producing many of our external circumstances.
Right. You know, and that is so true, especially in the network marketing industry and home-based business industry, that people, you know, they are trying to get outward success.
Yes.
You know, with doing things and this and that. And all that stuff needs to be done. That's true. But we have to grow ourselves inside. We have to develop ourselves on the inside. And if we don't do that, then we will find that we will not have the success we want because the success is coming from the inside, not the outside.
Yeah. Or the failure is coming from there. Yeah. You have to be solid in who you are and we see this all the time because we train people. And the biggest challenge in training people is not the deal. It's not the opportunity. It's not the product. It's
right.
not any of that. The biggest challenge is the person, you know, they are their own worst enemy.
Right.
You know,
absolutely. Yeah.
Because of the lack of success they've had in the past or what have you, and they're using that to determine their future. And that's they have to be whole as an individual to be able to grow their business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very true.
So those were the 10 things that successful people never do, at least they never do again. They may make
right.
a mistake once, but, you know, they learn from their mistakes and move forward.
Right. That's a good list. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. So what we want to do now is we want to take a little detour and we want to talk about the Facebook daily top 10 trends.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. These are the things trending on Facebook right now. And we want to see if they're relevant, interesting, or not relevant at all when it comes to our business. And most of the time we find that they are not relevant and not even interesting, but they are interesting sometimes to go through and talk about. Now, this first one, this is kind of scary, but you know what? In the times that we live in, it kind of makes sense. So in Madagascar, they have warnings of bubonic plague outbreak could spread, and 40 have already died in the past few months over bubonic plague, which is one of those plagues that had pretty much been eradicated, but it has shown up again in Madagascar.
Well, that just means they're not following protocols.
Right. Yeah.
When are people going to get this? You follow protocols.
Yeah.
But we had some people in the United States that didn't get that either.
Right.
You know, offended because they have to be in isolation after being in contact with some, or potentially in contact with somebody that had the disease. Really? You need to be in quarantine until the right time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they're doing over there, but a lot of people are dying right now from the bubonic plague. So, wow.
Right. Yeah. Well, I want to know what the World Health Organization is doing and what the CDC is doing.
Right.
Why are they allowing this? Why are the countries, the leaders of the country, allowing this?
Right.
So it's a leadership issue. That's what it is.
Yeah, yeah. So you think the leaders of the country and so forth can get a handle on this if they wanted to?
That's the key. If they wanted to.
Yeah.
I mean, we know how to do this. We have done it even with the
Ebola.
Ebola.
Mm-hmm.
We know how to do this.
Yeah.
Even previous diseases before this, we know how to do it.
Hmm.
We're just choosing not to do it.
Right.
And so sometimes I think they wait because there's not a population they don't care that much about.
Right.
That's a sad thought, but it could be true.
Wow. No, we live in very interesting times, so we'll see. Now, you would think they would stop any flights to and from Madagascar right now if they're having this outbreak, right?
Yeah, you'd think, wouldn't you?
But they probably have said, no, don't worry about it. Just keep coming in. It's fine.
Right. You know what? I'd like to just say a quick prayer over Madagascar.
Okay.
Father God, we just lift up Madagascar to you, Father God. And Father, I don't know why we have not taken authority over this situation between the World Health Organization and the CDC, Father God. But Father God, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, Father God. We just come against the thoughts and ideas of man that would allow such things to go on. And we pray, Father God, for your healing power that came to us through the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross to be manifested in Madagascar, Father God, to stop this outbreak, that the disease of bubonic plague would wither away and die in the name of Jesus, and those individuals be delivered and set free. And Father, comfort those who have lost loved ones. We ask this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Number two trending is there was a video showing a car driving through a group of protesters of Ferguson grand jury decision. So in Minneapolis, okay, this was not in Ferguson. This was in Minneapolis. Person was in the car and they were being surrounded by protesters, and they probably felt, you know, their life was in danger or whatever, so they decided to and it wasn't like they just kind of ran through the crowd, you know, I mean, they stopped and their people were surrounding the car and stuff, so then they kept going and ran over some people. So I don't know what I would do in that situation, because if people were surrounding my car and beating on, you know, car and the glass and hood and saying, you know, come out, you know, get out of the car. I'm like, I don't think so.
Yeah, not happening. So you beep on the horn and you move slowly.
Yeah.
You know, what can you do?
What can you do?
I mean, I'm not sure why, I don't understand why Ferguson, you know, why this. This protesting, anytime you start doing this protesting stuff, if you don't do it in an orderly fashion in the right way, this kind of stuff happens.
Yeah, yeah. And we grew up in an era to where, you know, protest marches, you know, the Martin Luther King marches and things like that, they were peaceful. In fact, he demanded that they be peaceful, even when he and the protesters were met with force, were met with dogs, were met with tear gas, and met with water cannons and everything else. He demanded
water hoses.
Yeah, he demanded that the protesters be peaceful.
Right,
and that's was his leadership.
Right.
The leadership today is saying, "Hey, yeah, peaceful, but you know what? Whatever goes, goes." And
right.
That's what they're telling people.
Right. And I think that's a very important as a thing that we need to remember, that if we're going to be part of a protest, we need to know who's leading it.
Right.
And whether they have the fortitude,
integrity.
and integrity to lead it well and the people listen.
Right.
You know, because I could be in a protest with Martin Luther King because he made sure that people followed his direction or he wasn't going to be there.
Right, right.
Well, then I'm not going to be in a protest that I'm not sure that people are going to get crazy. Oh, no.
Right.
That don't make no sense to me. Two wrongs don't make a right.
Right, absolutely. So the next item.
If you're following God's direction, you won't do it this way.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying.
Mm-hmm. The next item is Pan. So Warner Brothers is releasing a trailer for the new 2015 Peter Pan film.
Oh, that would be fun.
With Hugh Jackman is playing. What character is he playing? He's playing the evil pirate guy.
Oh, uh-huh.
Captain Hook.
Not Hook.
Captain Hook and Peter Pan.
Well, yes, Captain Hook is in Peter Pan, but Captain Hook is another character. He plays the pirate guy, not Captain Hook. He plays another guy.
Okay.
I can't think of the name of it right now.
Okay.
But anyway, I saw the trailer. It looks like it's going to be awesome.
Uh-huh. Cool.
But,
interesting.
Yeah, interesting, but not relevant to business.
Right.
Okay. So... in Florida, a man accidentally shoots himself to death during an argument with the wife. So
just saying.
He argues with his wife and shoots himself.
Hmm.
Well, yeah. See, first of all, you shouldn't have a gun in your hand when you're arguing with somebody.
Especially
just
your
saying.
Wife. Right.
Yeah.
So I think we need to investigate that one because, yeah, he shot himself. I don't know. That's crazy. I don't think so. And then George Stephanopoulos, Snuffleupagus, ABC host, conducted an hour-long interview with the Ferguson officer, Darren Wilson. And
okay. And
I saw pieces of that. I thought it was interesting. And his account of what happened match up with a lot of eyewitnesses that were actually saw what was going on. There were black and white witnesses to that. So anyway, you're listening to Bible the Business Radio Show. We'll be right back after these messages.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org. Do you need reliable international long distance that starts at only 1 cent per minute? Then call us at World TV Depot at 720-275-1355. Again, call us at 720-275-1355.
A Day Ajala Ministries, changing the world one life at a time. To learn more, visit the website at www.adayajala.com.
Bringing light unto a dark world. Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
Welcome back to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio, where we work hard and pray hard to enhance the success rate of your home-based business. We do that through a wide range of different tools, strategies, and techniques that we do on the show. We have guests that come on the show as well. Now, here at Bible the Business, you can do a love tap, which is tell a positive story. And you can do that, share that positive story on our Facebook page or on our social business network, and that's asanetwork.biz. And when you do that, we're going to share that story. But you can also do, after you share that story, you can share information about your business. And then by doing that, you can advertise on our show for free. So we love to do that. We'd love for you to go over and do a love tap. on our Facebook page. And then we also have guests that come in periodically to talk about different topics of interest. And as we close out the show today, we wanted to go into some things to be thankful for. Here's some quotes that we have. You know, we want to talk about that because we are in the season of Thanksgiving and then headed into Christmas. But we don't give thanks enough for the things we have in our lives, especially especially here in the U.S. You know, we have, you know, we're blessed with an abundance.
So much.
Yeah.
So
one of the quotes talks about it's impossible to feel grateful and depressed in the same moment.
Mm.
And that's from Naomi Williams. It's impossible to feel grateful and depressed in the same moment.
So if you're feeling depressed, then start making a list or speaking out the things that you're grateful for.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, if you're feeling depressed, you should go out and volunteer to do some things in the community. Because what what you're going to find is that in that, you're going to be blessing other people, and then you will feel better. You know, you feel better yourself.
Right, right. And we know that there are people out there that are seriously depressed, clinical depression, that's a major issue, but that needs some professional help. But for those people that are just kind of like down and just not feeling good, you know, every now and then kind of thing,
right.
And going out and getting involved and, you know, showing you're grateful will help break that spirit of depression.
Yep. You got it. Another one is gratitude is not only the greatest of virtues, but the parent of all the others.
Wow. Gratitude is the parent of others.
Yeah.
Huh.
And that was from Cicero.
Wow.
So even back then, he's a deep thinker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And then another one is the smallest of acts of kindness is worth more than the greatest intentions.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
And
yeah.
Oscar Wilde.
Because intention is empty.
Yeah.
You know?
It's definitely empty without the actual action to go along with this. You can intend to do all kinds of things, but if you don't follow through with the action, you know, there's nothing there. So, let's do some acts of kindness out there. You know, instead of burning down your neighborhood, how about
because
you're upset. How about grabbing some paint and some hammer and nails and some, how about fixing some stuff up? How about planting a garden?
I wonder how many of those people that are so outraged by this have gone and actually done something for that family to help them out instead of protesting and destroying property.
Yeah, I would say very few. Including the leaders that flew in just for the event.
Right. They probably got paid for being there and all this stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Another one is kindness is a language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Twain.
That's pretty cool too.
Yeah. Yeah. These are some very, very good quotes.
These are powerful.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Another one is, a tree is known by its fruit, a man by his deeds. A good deed is never lost. He who sows courtesy reaps friendship, and he who plants kindness gathers love.
Mm. Well, God does say that that we'll be known by our fruits, and that we're supposed to look at the fruits. So if we look at the fruits of America, we know we're in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah,
if we look at the fruits of our business, how's our business doing?
How's our business doing? Right, right. And right now, I think America is sliding down a very slippery slope. We're not headed in the right direction, but I believe that can be changed around very quickly. I think the right leadership can change that around, but, I don't really see that happening anytime soon.
Right. Well, I do see one of the things that I've seen is that people are starting to step up to the plate and fight for what they believe in.
Yeah.
And that alone is a move. Because before we were so complacent because we thought we were so great and we had so much that we didn't think that anybody could ever take us down. And now that we see that the spirit of America being lost, people are starting to fight for it. And they're coming alive in that. And I see that. And that excites me. It's like, okay, we're ready to take America back and drive her where she needs to go, you know, and do it with in a godly way. That's kind of stirring up. And I'm excited about that. Of course, we're not near where we need to be, right. But at least we're starting to move in that direction.
Yeah. You know, and it's interesting because I get into these conversations on Facebook. And Christians are, you know, they're not condoning the actions happening around the country, you know, with these different protests and so forth. But they said, well, you know, I understand why they're doing it. Well, I don't understand why people are destroying other people's property.
Right. Because they're upset.
Because you're upset.
You need to find an appropriate way to handle your anger.
Yeah.
And your frustration.
Yeah.
That's not, destroying property is not going to do it.
No, it's not
going to
do
it. Getting people hurt and injured is not going to do it.
Well, and a concern about jobs. Well, okay, when you take out Walgreens, how many people work at Walgreens?
Right, so, and then they have to shut down the store,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so none of those people now have a job. And now if you want to go to Walgreens, you got to go to the one, two counties away because you just destroyed the one in your own neighborhood.
Right. And what about the people that don't have transportation, can't get to one out of their neighborhood, and now they can't get what they need?
Right. I mean, there is no good that can come from that. There's no purpose to destroying people's property like that. Yes, anger. I understand people anger and frustration. But here's a clue. You know, we heard this on the way into the station today. A radio talk show host was saying, hey, how about voting? How about electing some councilmen and women into those positions so that it's not all one-sided? If you're
right. If
you're frustrated about who's running your city, then how about coming out and voting for the people you want in there?
Right. And, you know, we talked about that in the Circle Maker about the proximity, being close to the prayers that you're believing. So we pray over these individuals, but then we're around them so that we know who they are, and our prayers will have a greater impact because we're literally touching and involved with the people that we're putting in office.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting back, voting for them, expecting them to make the right decisions, and they could care less until things are bad.
Yeah. It's really a economic issue because regardless of your skin color and stuff, there are people that are in such dire straits and stuff that they have the time. Because middle-class people that are working, we don't have time to protest.
Right.
We're too busy working.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but the folks that are out of job and in a depressed area, whatever, they got all kinds of time on their hands. And anyway, that's a slippery slope as well. So let's get back to being thankful. If you concentrate on finding whatever is good in every situation, you will discover that your life will suddenly be filled with gratitude, a feeling that nurtures the soul.
Well, and then that goes back to the gratitude we just talked about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. Nice.
Yep. And then another one says, gratitude is something of which none of us can give too much. For on the smiles, the thanks we give, our little gestures of appreciation, our neighbors build their
philosophy of life.
Of life. Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Yep.
Gratitude.
Yep. Living it out every day.
Mm-hmm. And next one is, you simply will not be the same person 2 months from now after consciously giving thanks each day for the abundance that exists in your life. And you will have set in motion an ancient spiritual law. The more you have and are grateful for, the more you will be given.
Mm. And that reminds me of a scripture that says, to whom much is given, much is required.
Yes. Absolutely.
But you're right. Those little things change us in an awesome way.
Mm-hmm. And none of those material possessions do anything to make your life any better. I know a lot of people who have a lot of everything, and they're absolutely the most miserable people in the world.
So it complicates your life too.
Yeah. So it won't do anything for you unless you are happy. Unless you are a happy person and can have peace within yourself.
Right.
Yeah. So again, during this season, there's a lot for you to be thankful for, and you should be giving thanks on a daily basis, especially if you live here in America. And the good that we can be doing around the world, you know, that's part of the purpose of this radio show is to be of the station, bringing light into a dark world. So we're all about that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and make it better for somebody else. Find someone in your life to make it better for this Thanksgiving to show that you care about them.
Yes. Well, you're listening to Bible the Business Radio Show here on Christ the King World Radio. We are your hosts, Casper Stockham and Deborah Smith, all the way from Phoenix, Arizona. And you can find us at ctkradio.org. You can also go to our Facebook page and do a search for ASA Network. You can also go to asanetwork.biz and do what's called a love tap, which is tell a positive story. And when you do that, we're going to share your information and that story on the radio. And we want you to also go over to asanetwork.biz right now and request a copy of the Golden Business Solution. If you reach out to one of the live coaches over there, they're going to give you an electronic copy of the book. So you can get that just by saying that you heard about it on the show. And we're so thankful to have you with us. And we're thankful for all the things happening here in the U.S. market. And we'll see you on the next show.
Christ the King Radio is the internet broadcast outreach ministry of World Media Ministries, a 501c3 corporation, and Christ the King Radio Ministries. The goal of Christ the King Radio is to follow the command found in Mark 16:15, to go into all the world, preaching the good news to everyone, everywhere. Not just teaching about the power, glory, and grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also to provide positive, encouraging information on how to promote and maintain healthy interpersonal relationships and business practices. At this time, Christ the King Radio needs not only your prayers, but your financial support. To help us continue to bring the light unto a dark world, please visit one of the donate links conveniently located on either of our website, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. Your tax-deductible gift, no matter how small, will go a long way in helping us to continue to reach God's people and to promote the kingdom of God here on earth. Your gift is tax deductible, and you will receive an electronic receipt when you donate via the links on one of our websites, www.worldmediaministries.org or ctkradio.org. On behalf of the staff and management, thanks again for listening to and supporting Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.
World TV Depot supports Christ the King Radio at ctkradio.org.